Blog Talk Radio.
Awesome. I like the bells ringing, the beginning and the end. I haven't heard bells like that since I lived in Spokane. And the Episcopal Cathedral would ring their carillon every day at noon. And then, of course, before each Sunday service, they had two of them. And then their Wednesday, they didn't ring the bell on Wednesday for choir practice and evening service. But they did the carillon every day at noon. That was quite interesting. Dr. Einicke did the carillon. I was a member of that Episcopal Cathedral for a few years because of marriage. And Dr. Einicke was the head of the music, the choirs, the boys' choirs, and the children's choirs, the adult choirs, and he would traipse up there. This guy was in his 80s, and he would traipse up into the bell tower. They had a great big, huge, I don't know, it was like a big organ, except it was levers that he would hit with his fist to ring each bell note, and he climbed up there every day to play the carillon. He was a lovable old guy, he really was, and he married very much younger than himself. I think Mrs. Einicke was in the choir. She sat next to me. She was, I think 30, 40 years younger than he, and they were very much in love. It was beautiful to see, and they had a 12-year-old daughter when I was there, and she turned 14 while I was still there, and then we moved, but that's what that reminded me of, hearing those bells before and after the Lord's Prayer. That was a hymnal version. It says MV. The only thing I could figure out is Mormon version of the hymnal, but I don't know that for sure, but I didn't care. It was beautiful anyway. It's fine. So, hey, I hope y'all are doing well today. I hope y'all are kind of in tune with the Lord and whatever he happens to be speaking to you about. He's probably speaking to all of us. I mean, you know, it's been a whole week. I try to keep in touch. You know, like the dutiful daughter calling on daddy. But, you know, it's always nice to start your day with a prayer, especially on a Sunday. And I hope y'all feel that. I hope y'all feel his presence. The songs that I'm going to play today, most of them, if not all, it just depends on time constraints, were sent to me by John. And you're going to love this. These songs are written to uplift, to renew your joy, to renew your heart, to renew your contact with the Father. That's what the gospel songs are for today. And they all just made me smile. A couple of them made me laugh. It's really pretty good. You know, I'm going to start out with something that, you know, and I know I said I was going to listen to it every single time, and I didn't listen to this first. So I'm trusting you, Anne. I hope you listened to this. You sang it. I hope you listened to it, and it's all in balance, honey, because I didn't listen to this particular version that you sent me last. So we're going to find this, and it's something Anne, I don't know. I just noticed it yesterday. I can't think whether she sent it to me yesterday, the day before, but it was somewhere right around in there. And, yeah, I thought this will be good. This will be good. We're going to start with this. Anne is singing the prayer for us.
When the twilight is gone and no songbirds are singing, when the twilight is gone, when you come into my heart and here in my heart you will stay while I pray. My prayer is to linger with you at the end of the day in a dream that's divine. My prayer is the rapture in the with a world far away, And your lips close to mine. Tonight, while I have a breath,
is probably my headset, but there was part of that I couldn't really understand, but it was pretty. It was a good job. It was a beautiful job. So, all right. Fantastic job, and thank you for starting our show. That's great. And yeah, I think it turned out pretty good. Okay, now right now I'm going to do Gwen's request, but honey, this isn't by the artist that you requested, because you were right, she did not have a shorter version, and 5 minutes is just, you know, I too many songs to do a 5 minute song for you. But I am going to do the song. It's by a different artist, okay? And I hope you like it, because it really is terrific. The Sold Out Quartet, and that's spelled S-O-U-L apostrophe D, Sold Out Quartet. So here's Gwen's request. I go to the rock.
Welcome. Make welcome Sold Out Quartet. Oh, we're so glad to be at the National Quartet Convention this year.
Tell me, where do I go when nobody else has heard you? Who do I talk to when nobody wants to listen? Who do I lean on when there's no foundation stable? I go to the rock
cool. I hope you liked that one, Gwen. It was a different artist, so a different version, but it was great. So thanks for the idea, and hey, I put it down as your request, so I do hope you enjoyed it. All right, guys, how about Colin Ray? I think, yeah, we kind of need to listen to this song. It's important for what happened to our Lord Jesus. This is Colin Ray doing a version of Were You There? And thank you, John.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you
question, eh? Now, we, each one of us individually, knows that our current physical bodies weren't there at that time, but I think within each one of us, there just may be a deep-seated soul memory of that event because it was so important. I don't know for sure. I just have a feeling. Because every time I hear that story, I hear about that happening that leads up to his resurrection. I can feel it. Can you feel his pain that he was going through? Can you feel his soul pain at knowing that most of the people watching this event were not going to be touched by it? Eventually, some of them were, and they came around, like the Roman soldier that when Jesus gave up the ghost actually said, "Surely this was the Son of God." He should have said, "Is the Son of God." But he didn't understand yet. I'm pretty sure he went on to understand and to learn and to accept. And I hope that many of them that witnessed this event grew to know and learn the importance of it. That was my hope for it. Because it affects me every time I hear the story. You know, I can see him in my mind's eye, hanging on that cross, bleeding from his hands and feet, and the sword wound in his side, tasting the vinegar that the soldier gave him. You know? It's a very strong image. It's a very strong and powerful happenstance. It's not just a story. It's the telling of a fact that led to the miracle and the hope that we can have eternal lives. And he turned to the one thief who was speaking to the other thief, telling him, "Leave him alone. We deserve our punishment. We did break the law." But he didn't do anything. And he's dying anyway. "Leave him alone." And he asked Jesus to forgive him. Hanging there on that cross, he asked Jesus to forgive him. And Jesus looked at him and told him, "Surely this day you will be with me in paradise." I'm getting chills just remembering it. And think how comforting that would have been to that poor man, knowing he was dying. Now, do you all realize, I don't know if you have researched any of this at all, but do y'all realize that back then, what we see as the cross and the way that they were crucified on that, that's not how the Romans did it. Now, y'all might get angry with me, and I'm not saying you have to believe what I'm saying. I've just researched a fact. It's just a fact, not a big deal. But they used a single post. And I believe they tied them to that post. But with Jesus, it was probably a special dispensation. It says, "Hey, you know, you're a real badass, and we're going to just make sure everybody remembers this, and we're going to nail you to this cross." It was just one single post, and the hands were fastened to the cross up above their heads. With Jesus, they were nailed. And his feet were nailed. Normally there was just a little shelf, but not always. They didn't care. They just hung there. And it normally took 3 or 4 days for someone to die crucified like that. For Jesus, it was merely a few hours. I don't remember how many, but very few. But think about it. It doesn't really matter whether it was the single spike in the ground that they were fastened to, or whether it was an actual cross, it doesn't really matter. It's the same kind of a death. I'm just saying that historically they didn't use the traditional cross that we picture. But it was still horrible. And he still did it willingly so that we would have the hope of eternal life. And that just amazes me. Totally amazes me. It just, oh my gosh, that, yes, I have to, what is this song? That, yes. All right. You guys, this is just, it's something that's just going to get out your Kleenexes. There you go. That's the easiest way to say this. I've got two songs I'm going to play back to back, and you're going to need at least half that box of Kleenexes. You know, it's just how it goes. John sent me the first one I'm going to play, and I already had the second one in my studio, and I'm going to play it because it just, they go together. They just go together. Okay. This is a song called The Hammer, and Ray Bolt is singing it.
I
Can you imagine how that made that man's heart feel? Oh my gosh. I would have fallen to the ground in agony just at the thought that it was me and the knowledge was kept from me while I did it. Unbelievable. All right. The follow-up on this, kids, is called The Three Rusty Nails.
The blood that wipes my sins away.
This is a story of long ago, of a man who owned a little store. And I was mighty proud to have my name up over the door. This was some 2,000 years ago, as I recall, located in Jerusalem across the street from Pilate's Hall. I had everything I thought I'd ever need, and folks who'd come for miles around, regardless of their creed. The only thing I had I didn't think I could ever sell was in a corner on a shelf, three old rusty spike nails. And then one day, a big Roman soldier came through the door. As he walked up to me, it seemed he shook the floor. "Can I help you, sir?" I said with a voice I guess seemed frail. He looked at me with a sneering grin. Said, "I want to buy some big, big nails. Three old rusty spikes is all I have, sir." He said, "For me, that'll do. For the job I have, three's enough. Now, how much do I owe you?" He placed some money in my hand, and I was glad to make the sale. Then I wondered, and I asked him. I said, "Sir, what can you do with just three nails?" He said, "Did you ever hear of a man called Jesus the Nazarene?" "You mean the one who goes about doing good?" He said, "Yes, that's the man." He said, "Well, today I intend to show the world that I'm boss. For with these three old rusty spikes, I'm going to nail Jesus to the cross." I stood there almost numb. You'll never know how I felt. I said, "Please, sir, don't do that." As down on my knees, I knelt. He just turned and walked away. I got up and followed him. I said, "Please, sir, I'll buy them back." But he just looked at me and grinned. But across the distance, I could see the howling mob through the tears that filled my eyes. "Away with him, crucify him." I could hear their angry cries. And over all the groans and the pains of agony, I could hear the sound of a hammer as that big Roman soldier nailed Jesus to a tree. With three rusty nails, they nailed Jesus to the tree. The sun turned to darkness on that day. Was the day that Jesus died, and the blood flowed from his side, the blood that wipes my sins away.
Well, now you know the horrible job that three rusty nails are good for. If you ever find any, just throw them away. It's a kinship, not the exact nails, but the kinship. And the nails they used then weren't like our nails now. They were big old spikes. And if that didn't make you cry, you weren't listening. Okay. Y'all know how I love pentatonics. And I think this would be a good place for this song that they're going to do. How Great Thou Art. Elvis' favorite hymn, or at least one of them.
Oh Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the world thy hand
hear the rolling thunder that piled throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul,
oh,
my Savior
God to
thee.
Darling, how are you, Sue?
Well, I'm pretty good. Y'all, you doing okay?
Well, my wrist still hurts, but other than that, yeah, I'm not ready to kill anybody or anything. I don't even feel like beating anybody up. I won't even beat anybody up. It takes too much energy. So.
Don't have that wrist power either, huh? I don't have the leg power. So.
Oh, man. Yeah, but I have another good hand, and I hurt my right wrist. I'm left-handed. No problem.
Well, that's a plus.
I don't have to worry about nothing.
Well, just a little more time for both of us.
Oh, yeah. They told me 6 weeks, so I got about I don't know. It'll be about the middle of January, along about 15th of January. But, you know, it's worth it if it's going to heal and not bother me.
What do you mean January? You mean March?
Not January. Yeah, March, yeah. The month that comes after the one we're in, the 15th. wherever it's going.
Okay.
You never know where these things are traveling, you know.
No.
Oh,
oh boy.
Sometimes I just don't want to follow them. You know, that's just how it goes. Okay. John sent me another really awesome song, and it's one of my favorites that he does. One of my favorites that he does. Oh, I'm looking in the wrong place. I can't get you. I did a new system so things would be easier to find, but you think I can remember that that's how I did it? No. But that's okay. I catch on after a minute or two. Oh, yeah, I put that up there. Okay. This is really awesome. I love this. The songs today are kind of, they're uplifting songs. They're renewing songs. They're songs that make you think and remember who God is, what God is, and everything that he's given us. The blessings, the opportunities, the promises, the love, the caring, other people in our lives when we need them. Nobody's showing up on my doorstep, but hey, I got you guys, so that's all right. This, like I say, this is one of those that reminds us, hey, God is all. God is everything. Jesus is his son, but God's at the top. That's how I look at it. So here's a song that John sent me this morning. There is no God but God. Take one and two.
Might get lucky, fellas. Right, Al.
Yeah, see, in order for me to give them more of your voice, I'm locked in here. There's nothing I can do.
It's like another guy singing with me. Okay.
Okay, I'm two.
Call on him, he will share his love with you.
I love that song. I think that's so cool. It reminds me, if you ever forget, yeah, it is. If you ever forget, play that song. It'll remind you. I don't know how we could forget, but, you know, sometimes it happens. I got something now that Elvis sent me, and while I was, or it's Elvis concert, I was looking at the video. It's Elvis concert, and during this concert, he was wearing his blue jumpsuit, and during this concert, he stops, and he says, I want Stamps to sing a song. I don't sing on this one, but please listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so he introduces a song, and he has them start singing. And what really struck me is that when you're watching this video, you can see him close his eyes, and it looks like he's praying while they're singing. And then he starts mouthing the words. He doesn't sing the words, but he mouths the words. He is so into this song, and it really is a beautiful thing to watch. I really loved that. I wished that I had the ability to play that video on the show for y'all to see. But, of course, we can't do that, so you're going to have to be content with the song. This is J.D. and the Stamps doing Sweet, Sweet Spirit. During
that they
Elvis
do by
concert.
Themselves. It's a beautiful song called Sweet, Sweet Spirit. And I don't sing in this. Just listen to them, please.
There's a sweet, sweet
Wow. Boy, you can sure hear J.D. in there, you know. At one point, just a little bit in the song on that video, you see Elvis hold his finger up to his lips going, shh, shh. They were getting into it, man. They were getting a little bit louder, and he wanted it really, really quiet so that people had to listen, maybe lean forward to listen. Quite effective, quite effective. But I had the advantage of watching the video while I listened to this song for the first couple of times today. So I highly recommend that. I really do. Because it adds so many nuances when you can see the video while you're listening to the song. And you actually know what's happening right there. You know? And I really admire Elvis and give him 1,000 brownie points for the way that he would play gospel during a concert, during a show, and he would play gospel. And it was so wonderful because everybody was into it. It was cool. They just kind of flowed right into it and sat quiet and listened, and they reacted the same way as they did for any of his other songs. And that's a great entertainer and a man of God, you know, because God touched him and let those people know this is important. Lend your ears to this. You need to hear this. And I think that's wonderful the way they just accepted. He could have done a whole show of gospel, and they would have reacted the same way. They would have clapped. They would have cheered. They would have listened intently. And I think that's wonderful. Yeah. That takes a special spirit to be able to do that. And I think it's great. I really love it. Okay. Now, I have to reoxygenate every time because I find myself holding my breath. Yeah, I hold my breath so I don't miss anything. And I think it's great, but, you know, you need to breathe sometime. That's just how it goes. I know God made that a rule. You have to breathe sometime. So it's not a law. It's just a rule. Yeah. If you can figure out how to break the rules, you could listen without breathing. That is never going to happen, but whatever. Hey, you know, maybe when we're all home with Jesus, we won't have to worry about breathing, and it won't get in our way.
Good way to look at that.
Well, you know, you have to find the silver lining, so to speak. You know? Okay. Where did I put this? Hello. How did I enter it? I don't know. I'll go ahead and play a song and then find it. Was this? Oh, there it is. Because I've got, I want to read you the 23rd Psalm before I play this song, because it's Harry Secombe singing it, Sir Harry Secombe. And when they composed this song, they switched the words around a little bit. So I want to read you the King James Version of the 23rd Psalm, because that's what this song is. But they switched the words a little bit, so I want you to know what it originally said in the King James Version. I wish I had it in the Hebrew Bible, but I don't read Hebrew, so that really wouldn't help. Okay? And I don't know if you all ever did this, but I used to say this every night before I went to sleep. And I should begin to do that again because it's very, very comforting. So if you don't know this, just listen to the words. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now there's something to aspire to. The blessings of God, how he takes care of us, and how we have the hope of dwelling with him forever. So here's Harry Secom singing, "The Lord is My Shepherd." Leave me alone. So anyway, I'm going to play an Elvis song, and it is another one that he sent me today. And I love this. I love this. I don't know how John knew, but he sent me every song that would be uplifting, that would kind of reach down in my soul and grab my bootlaces and pull me up. You know what I mean? And it was really wonderful. It, by about the fourth or fifth song, I realized this is a pick-me-up song. This is an uplifting show. And I want y'all to feel that. I want you all, every one of you, to be uplifted by these songs that John sent today, because they do it. If you let them, they're going to lift you up. They're going to renew your spirit. They're going to put everything, all the blessings of the Lord inside of you, the joy, the love, the comfort, the peace, all the promises. All you have to do is let it happen. So I am going to play right now, He Touched Me. Take one and two.
I guess it'll be one.
Shackled by your heavy burden. something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. Oh, since I met this blessed Savior, and since
oxygen back because I was singing and you couldn't hear me.
As usual, beautiful song.
Oh, I love that song. It's just, it's one of those mesmerizing songs, you know, when you start listening mm-hmm. to it, you're lost. That's it. You got to finish it.
Right.
And I love that. I love that. There's something special about those songs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, anybody want to hear Sister Rosetta?
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Of course, yes. Yes, and John knew we wanted to hear Sister Rosetta. He sent me a song. He sent me one that I couldn't play because it said video unavailable, and she had so many versions of that that I probably could have gathered up a bunch of versions of that song, but I didn't know which one he wanted because it was unavailable. So we decided to skip that, and he sent me this one instead. And then I have another one for a little bit later that is, I love it. It's one of those songs I love. This one is called Little Boy, How Old Are You?
Now little boy,
repeat fade and drives me nuts, but most of the time she knows just how to hit that drum, hit that guitar, whatever she wants to do, and it just, that's it, one final chord, and it's not an off chord, it's never a minor, she hits the major chord and dum. I love it. I never feel the urge to add something to it. That's great. I think that's fantastic. Okay. And I didn't need to have more oxygen. I was just out of breath. Because that's not a song you can sit still to. You know, you just can't. And I imagine Anne's getting out the oxygen mask and turning on the tank right about now. Okay. Now, we all know Johnny Horton. For those most of the time slightly strange songs.
Mm-hmm.
But this one is awesome. John sent this one to me, and I have never heard this song. I'm going, who does this? And I looked at that, and I went, oh, really? Okay. The dude's long gone, but we're still finding different sides of him. It's really interesting, really interesting. So this is Johnny Horton that John sent me this morning, and it's Church by the Side of the Road.
Daddy was a drunkard, Mama taught for the Lord. Granny took me to Sunday school, to the church by the side of the road, and I'ma tell you, my Jesus King. From the Golden City to the church by the side of the road. This church, it wasn't modern, it was built of log and clay, but you could see my Jesus there as we knelt down to pray. And I'm telling you my Jesus came from the Golden City to the church by the side of the road. Well, time has came between us, and the years have come and gone. I'm leaving here tomorrow, I've been away too long. I'ma tell you, I'ma going back to see my Jesus in the church by the side of the road.
I like that. A nice mellow guitar, but it was moving. Oh, I wish I could remember. Well, doesn't matter. I don't remember the name of the song that has the banjos, but we'll get to it eventually, so that's okay. All right, I've got one now that I looked at the title and I went, what is this all about? But when you listen to the song, you go, oh yeah. Keep that one close. This is a reminder because we forget all the time. I forget all the time. Here's a song called Drinking from My Saucer.
Drinking from my saucer.
probably too late now. Oh, but I don't worry about that much, 'cause I'm happy anyhow. As I go along life's journey, I'm reaping better than I sowed. I'm drinking from my saucer, 'cause my cup has overflowed. Ain't got a lot of riches, sometimes the going's rough, but I've got a friend in Jesus, and that makes me rich enough. I thank God for all his blessings on me and the mercy that he's bestowed. I'm drinking from my saucer, 'cause my cup has overflowed.
Oh sure, I've been through some storms, and yes, I'm sure there were times when my faith must have got a little thin. But you know what? It seemed like one day all at once those dark clouds broke and that old sun, she started shining again.
So Lord, help me not to grumble and complain about the tough roads I have hoed. Oh, I'm drinking from my saucer, 'cause my cup has overflowed. And if I should go on living, if the way gets steep and rough, I won't ask for other blessings, 'cause I'm already blessed enough. May I never be too busy to help another bear his load. And I'll keep drinking from my saucer, Lord, 'cause my cup has overflowed. Yes, I'll keep drinking from my saucer, Lord, 'cause my cup has overflowed. My cup has
okay, it was the right note to end the song on. That's okay.
That was a wonderful song. I've not heard that before. But
I didn't either.
Very touching, really. Mm-hmm.
John sent that to me this morning, and it's like, oh, well, think about it. Think about it. Yeah. And he sent Psalm 23, too. My cup runneth over, and surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And then Michael Combs is drinking out of his saucer because his cup has overflowed. Good thing he had a saucer. He'd be getting a paper towel and clean up the table. But,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like, do you see the theme here?
Yeah, it's beautiful. Love the lyrics.
Yes, we've been given so much. that, yes, our human emotions take over sometimes, but even through that, we need to recognize how much the Father has blessed us with. Because maybe we don't have a lot of money, and I don't know any of us that does, but maybe we don't have a lot of money, but we're rich in other ways. We're rich in the people we love, in the people that love us. We're rich in having a place to live that we can keep warm. We have pets that are devoted and that we love to pieces. We have family. We have friends. Granted, I need to contact mine long distance, but I still have them. You know, there are so many things in our lives. We have food to eat. I mean, we don't go out to the fancy restaurants every night, but we don't need to. So you make up a batch of stew and eat on it for 3 days. You're fine. You're fed. It's cool. Make some bread and you're good. There are so many things that we don't think about that we need to be thankful for, because we are so well taken care of. The Father makes sure that we have the food to eat and the help that we need to get. We need to be thankful for that. We're all drinking out of our saucer, if you stop and think about it. Every one of us. If you love someone that loves you, you're drinking out of your saucer. If you're well fed every day, you're drinking out of your saucer. If you live in a place that you like, you're drinking out of your saucer. Stop and think of all that. You know, that song, Count Your Blessings. You know, it's true. You don't really realize until you start to think about it. And I know that I am very blessed. I really am. I live here all by myself. I get lonely, but hey, He gave me what I wanted. He gave me the place I wanted to live in. He gave me the countryside I wanted to live in. I'm not going to complain. I am loved. I'm cared about. I'm not going to complain. I have many blessings. My cup does overflow. I have to drink out of my saucer. So thank you, Lord, for every single blessing that you give us every day. And most of all, thank you for the blessing, the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. Without that, none of the other blessings mean anything. Think about that. Okay, here's some advice from Elvis that John sent me this morning. Put your hand in the hand of the man. The rehearsal and take one.
Put your hand in the hand of the man and still the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man and calm the sea. Don't look at yourself, you will look at others and believe. Put your hand in the man from Galilee. Put your hand in the man.
Woo, woo, woo!
Look at others. Hand in the hand. How many lyrics you got to it?
Time,
taught me how to pray before I reached the age of seven. When I'm down on my knees, that's when I'm closest to heaven. Daddy lived his life, two kids and a wife. Well, you do what you must do, but he showed me enough of what it takes to get you through. Put your hand in the hand of the man who steals the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calms the sea. Take a look at yourself, and you can look at others differently. Put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. We got the ending.
They forgot the ending. They even recognized it. I didn't have to. That's pretty awesome. They didn't ask me, but, you know, whatever. All right, guys. We're going to stick with Elvis for time being, since the next song is just right next to the one I just played here in the library. And it's another one of those. I love it. I love it. Seeing is believing. Take 1, 2, and 4.
Elvis, what about the course? What about the second course you're doing, like the first one?
Seeing is believing. I have to. I had to go back to that bridge. Every time.
Did we go back to a verse?
I had to go back to a verse to go out. It's too short if I can. No, man, the drummer was right, you know. Yeah. I like that bass thing. Hey, David, do your fingers like that. Get the Freddie Farkle song. There you go. Bar intro. I see the mighty ocean as it rushes.
stars and fill the skies. How could there be any question? Only God can reach that high.
Only God can reach that high. And guess what? Only God can reach that low to get to us down here. I think that's pretty cool. He can do both at the same time if he wants to. Just kind of float in the middle, hold it all together.
Yeah, he could. Probably, yeah.
He probably does it more than we realize, too. Because we tend to muck things up really good. And then we stand back and say, well, I made a mess of that. Daddy, can you fix that? And he goes, well, think before you do it next time, but I'll fix it.
Right.
Isn't that so sweet? I like that. I like thinking of it that way, you know? All right, here is a song John sent me by an Irish duo. Jim and Jesse. They are definitely Irish. You listen to this song, and yeah, there's no question. Matthew 24.
I believe the time is coming for the Lord to come again. I believe the end is nearing every door. I believe the Holy Bible from beginning to the end. Just compare today with Matthew 24. We are living, surely living in the days he speaks about. All of these we now are having every day. Let's be ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. While upon the Mount of Olives, his disciples came to him, saying, tell us when these things are going to be. Jesus answered, be ye watching, everyone be free from sin, and take heed no man shall ever you deceive. We are living, truly living, in the days he speaks about. All of these we now are having every day. Let's be ready for his coming, let us meet him with a shout, for he tells us in his word to watch him pray. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is near, and the earthquakes will be numerous in those days. holidays today we're having, and in Matthew it appears we should live our life for him and sing his praise.
We are living, truly living in the days he speaks about, holidays we now are having every day. Let's be ready for his coming, let us meet him with a shout, for he tells us in his word to watch and pray.
Obviously, that's not the Irish duo. I got them mixed up. But you know what? That's okay. You guys listen to figure out what she's talking about. Oh, gosh. Well, I'm glad I never claimed to be perfect, because I'm definitely not. But I am interesting. I do keep you wondering, don't I? Oh, yeah, I do. That's all right. Okay, here's another one. This is an Elvis favorite. And if I can get down to it. Come on, come on. Oh, check where you put it, you ding-a-ling. Demony Christmas. If I could remember that, it'd be a whole heck of a lot easier. Okay, here we go. This is Elvis doing the song, He Is My Everything. Take one.
Okay, we're rolling. This will be take one.
What?
James, let me hear.
Yeah. When you see me turn blue and fall in the blackberry.
And hear him say,
just listen to that, and it seems so simple, but it's not. It's beautiful, and it speaks right to your heart if you let it. You know? Okay, does anybody know? John sent this song to me later this morning. It was wonderful. It made me smile to get this. Do you guys know who Ernie Haas and the Signature Sound is? I don't know why you would, you know. Ernie Haas was one of the Cathedral Quartet. And they had one of their main members die of a heart attack. And rather than replacing him and continuing, they decided to go ahead and disband. There were a couple of others that wanted to retire. And, you know, they're getting up in years. But Ernie didn't want to quit, so he formed Signature Sound. And this is, that's as much as I can figure it out anyway, you know. This is a song called Give Me Jesus.
Yeah.
one thing I'll say for them is they're good. They are good.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you know, I've got something really cool. It's another Sister Rosetta song. Get ready, Anne. Get ready, Anne. It's a mover. One of my favorites. Down by the Riverside.
Morning.
Good morning.
I feel so bad in the middle of the day.
Yes.
I feel so bad in the evening.
In the evening.
That's why I'm going to the river. Wash my sins away. I'm going to lay down my heavy load. Down by the riverside. Down by the riverside. Down by the riverside. I'm going to lay down my heavy load. Down by the riverside. Study war no more. I ain't going to study war no more. No, I ain't going to study war no more. No, no, I ain't going to study. Study war no more. I ain't going to study war no more. No, I ain't going to study war no more. No, no, I ain't going to study war no more. Try on my long white robe down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I'm gonna try on my long white robe down by the riverside. Study war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more. No, no, I ain't gonna study.
Gotta love that. That's fantastic. My kind of music.
Always.
Hey.
Always.
Yeah. Yes. Isn't she good? Wasn't she good?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't her music still good? Yes. Man, I can see why she would get a gig at a speakeasy or a bar or something like that. She would go and she would play gospel. But I can see why people were okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
They loved it. It didn't matter.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah,
a good thing. That's a really good thing.
Well, yeah,
hey, guys.
We had the radio show going, too.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And you know what, guys? I've got something. I know I've got three other songs that John sent me that I'm not going to get to, but they're not going to blow up or expire or anything like that. So I will keep them. And I will play them later. But he sent me something that he said I have a choice of playing or not. And I thought, you know what, playing this is a little more important. So, and it's one of his favorites. It is a favorite song. So it's about, I believe this is World War One. But hey guys, get out the Kleenexes because it's going to get you. And it's what I'm going to leave you with today. Think about it. And thank you, Sue, for coming in and joining me here in the studio. I do appreciate having you here, girl, because I know that you're in pain.
You're very welcome. Enjoyed the show. Thank you.
And I love it. And thank you, Anne, for your song. And thank you, Gwen, for your request. And everybody else that was in the chat, thank you for bringing to the chat. And we'll see you on Thursday. Okay? So this song right now is called Green Fields of France, and it's by the Furies, and these are the Irishmen I was talking about.
Well, how do you do, young Willie McBride? Do you mind if I sit here down by your graveside and rest for a while? Need the warm summer sun. I've been walking all day and I'm nearly done. I see by your gravestone you are only 19 when you joined the Great Fallen in 1916. I hope you died well, and I hope you died clean. Our young Willie McBride, who was it slow and obscene? Did he beat the drum slowly? Did he play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as he lowered you down? And did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Did you leave it a wife or a sweetheart behind? In some faithful heart is your memory enshrined. Although you died back in 1916, in that faithful heart, are you forever 19? Or are you a stranger without even a name, enclosed in forever behind the glass frame? In an old photograph, torn, battered and stained, and faded to yellow in the brown leather frame. Did he beat the drum slowly? Did he play the fife slowly? Did I sound the death march as he lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? And did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? The sun, now it shines on the green fields of France. There's a warm summer breeze that makes the red poppies dance. And look how the sun shines from under the clouds. There's no gas, no barbed wire, there's no gun firing now. But here in this graveyard, it's still no man's land. The countless white crosses stand mute in the sand. To man's blind indifference, to his fellow man, to a whole generation that were butchered and damned. Did he beat the drum slowly? Did he play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as he lowered you down? And did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Ah, young Willie McBride, I can't help wondering why. Do those that lie here know why did they die?
And did they believe when the answer to come? Did they really believe that this war would end war? Well, the sorrow, the suffering, the glory, the pain, the killing and dying were all done in vain. For young Willie McBride, it all happened again and again and again and again and again. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as it lowered you down? Did the band play the last boat and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as it lowered you down? Did the band play the last boat and chorus? And did the pipes play the flowers of the forest?